Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you today to Line of Judah Online. We're talking about the subjects prayer and the foundation of success, or prayer, your foundation to success. And we're talking about the topics of fasting. And this one is part 11 of 17-part series, and it's called a proclaimed fast. A proclaimed fast is used when divine guidance is required in a situation, is used to bring believers into one place of hearing from God, is then allowing all believers to move in the hearts of one accord and to declare the purpose of that fast. We see in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 to 6, and verse 3 particularly, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all of Judah. The result of the fast, the Holy Spirit spoke in verse 15, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by person of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." The main reason that a proclaimed fast brings results is that it causes people's minds to go into one direction towards God. The proclaimed fast causes singleness of purpose. It is the same principle as the prayer of agreement or united prayer. It produces power. We see in Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Spirit said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereas I have called them to." As a result of fasting, two-thirds of the New Testament came into being through Paul. It's important with fasting that we shut down the influences the body and the mind has on the spirit. The spirit needs to be free to hear God's word or to hear God's answer for a situation, and the Holy Spirit. I've experienced it myself over the years where I fasted, I've shut down the desires of the flesh, the thinking areas of my mind, and allowed the Holy Spirit to speak to me. It is important, I also believe, to fast every now and then to shut down certain appetites in the flesh, the body, or the mind that should not be there, to break away from those things and to again walk in the Spirit, to walk in God's Word. Fasting is important and is to be practiced by the Christian or the born-again believer as often as possible. And I would say, and add on to that, to be led by the Holy Spirit and God. Let God talk to you about when to pray and how to pray. Thank you for being with me today in this subject. The next subject coming up or topic is the personal fast in this subject. Thank you and God bless.